More than a monster. Kaiju is a Japanese word. In English, it's sometimes translated as monster. The two do bear a certain resemblance, if you think about it. The latter often reminds us of the bloodthirsty killing machine in Alien and the highly intelligent great white shark in Jaws, while the former is a similar destructive type. They are mighty beasts that destroy cities. But kaijus and monsters also have one huge difference. Kaijus aren't always evil. In the latest Godzilla film, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, which opens in Chinese mainland cinemas on May 31st, Earth is under threat from an extraterrestrial kaiju, Ghidorah, in the form of a flying, three-headed dragon. The only hope of the human race is that Godzilla, the mightiest kaiju of them all, teams up with the other two kaijus, Gamera and Mothra, to fight against Ghidorah together. In other words, we're counting on Godzilla to save Earth from destruction. This, some say, means that Godzilla has a soft spot for human beings and that some emotional connections have been built up between us. But we're probably just flattering ourselves. According to the original Godzilla story, the kaiju was not created but woken by a human nuclear test, meaning that we're not at all his creator. Humans and Godzilla are very different beings. I've always believed that Godzilla is sort of Mother Nature's enforcer, Michael Dougherty, the film's director, said at the debut of King of the Monsters in Beijing on May 13th. He steps in to correct any species that might threaten our planet, whether that threat is 400 feet tall or human beings. So, kaijus might be monstrous, but they're not always monsters. They can be superheroes. In fact, to Dougherty, Godzilla is even more than that. Godzilla is something much more ancient and profound than superheroes, he said. More powerful.